When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
With our delightful, oh yeah, I said we're delightful, series on women around the world. And we are here celebrating AAPI or APA Heritage Month or Asian Pacific American Heritage Month in the United States. And what better way to do that than to talk about the wonderful Hinalei Moano, Wong Kalu, also lovingly referred to as Kumuhina from Hawaii or Hawaii. We promise we're trying our best to be respectful of all of the pronunciation. Please don't add us, meaning being mean to us, because we do want to celebrate this amazing woman and the many people, especially when it comes to the indigenous people of Hawaii and so many around, and about what they are doing and celebrate who they are. But before we start, because we are going to talk a little bit about traditions and preservation and culture, Annie, I do want to ask you, do you have something that you feel like is something that is culturally phenomenal to you and or something you would want to hold on to, a tradition that you would want to pass on or at least remember?
That is a very good question. I think for me, a lot of it is food-based, which is interesting because of a book that we're going to be talking about where I really dug into that. And as I was reading it, I was thinking, yeah, you form so many connections through this. And for me and my family, we're very traditional when it comes to food, to the point that I think perhaps we eat things that we don't necessarily love too much just because of the tradition. Yeah, so that's how I kind of mark occasions. And even when I moved out, I would continue to make things. Like in the South, there's the, you know, traditional Southern New Year's meal that you make for your luck and money. And I, you know, slightly altered it to make it easier, but I do it every year. And so I think that's part of it. And I actually was lucky enough to spend Mother's Day with my mom. And she was talking about the food traditions in her family and how important it was to her. And now she has these memories with certain dishes of just like cooking all day and the smells being so good and being so excited and going on picnics with her family to eat these things and how it was sort of a big event when they would cook certain things. So I would have to say it's probably food. My dad also had, he had food things, but his were much more like, I don't know. His is much more, I just really like this and I grew up eating it as opposed to a certain date, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's not anything that I feel I will be passing on generationally. Maybe that's just because I don't have kids and I don't work with kids right now. But typically, I had things growing up that was a lot nice, but it feels also like it got kind of now lost, whether it's because the people who started the tradition passed away, so therefore we don't pick it up, or literally like we used to go for New Year's as a family, go up on top of this mountain. There was this giant boulders where we would actually do traditional things, very religious things. Also put like a time capsule-ish that we would come back the next year to look, but it got bulldozed and is now under a suburb. So, so that tradition kind of went out the window because of that. So like things like that have caused for a lot of disruptions, which we're going to talk about in a bit, because the settlement and capitalism of that can destroy things. We know this, which we're not going to be all negative, I promise. But yeah, like I think for me right now, it's figuring out my ethnicity. And so following along Korean traditions to pick that up for myself. So doing things for Chinese or Korean New Year's, which are similar in the same date, but figuring those traditions out, what soups, I actually did the specific foods in honor of it, including like sweeping out the old year, all of these things, specific types of soups that they want you to eat, rice, cakes, tteokbokki type of thing, that I'm like, yeah, I want to pick this up for myself because I've never had that. So I would like that as a connection. And I find that beautiful. And I want to connect that part of myself to that. Mm-hmm. And again, beyond family traditions, my family did not do much other than religious things that is no longer a part of my life. So it feels kind of, for the sake of doing it, I'll do it with my family, but I don't celebrate it on my own. But I do miss some of that. Like we used to do third Sundays would be a big deal because we would get the entire family. I'm talking entire cousins, aunts, uncles, all that come together under one place, eating a giant family Southern meal as a way to celebrate. And I kind of miss that. I also miss like all the good food, the very country food.
Yeah.
But that was very based on religion and tradition and things. And then since the patriarch and the matriarch died in that family, we haven't done that. Of course, we've all gone our separate ways. It kind of happens that way and in general. So I do miss those sort of. But now that with being an adult that does not agree with my family most of the time, I'm okay with not having that tradition.
Yeah. You know? I will say my dad, now that I think about it, he loved movies and he loved entertaining people. So I feel like in my, you know, fictional women section, there maybe I'm sort of passing down.
You're honoring that.
Maybe.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, in a different way of honoring beyond you and I doing things for our own happiness, we are talking about Wang Kalu, who has done some amazing things. And she is doing it specifically because she wants to preserve the native cultures within Hawaii and making sure that it remains and is passed down from generation to generation. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We know there's a really dark history when it comes to Hawaii and the way it was colonized and taken over and actually just... I'm technically still not supposed to be a part of the U.S. territories, but hey, you know, if you want more information, there's so many podcasts about that, and you should absolutely dig deep because it's an ugly history that we need to know and never forget. But because of that, she is one who has made it part of her life to make sure that she's teaching the ways of the traditions and the cultures of the people of the native Hawaiian Islands. She was actually born in Oahu, and Wang Kalu is a native Hawaiian mahu, which is a native Hawaiian and Tahitian cultural term referencing the third gender people, quote, which occupies a place in the middle between male and female. So I got that from the Wikipedia. And who are typically seen as teachers or roles who are respected for their spiritual and social roles in the culture and teach different ways of life, preserving their culture, including hula dancing and spiritual chants and song. So essentially what we see as the ritualistic traditions within the native Hawaiian communities, these beautiful dances, which if you don't know how to do it because it's disrespectful. She is teaching this. According to some, mahu can be dated to pre-colonial history of Hawaii and was noted to be priests, and they were noted to be priests and healers at the time. But due to colonization, some of the history has been whitewashed and even erased. But with native Hawaiians like Wang Kalu, or as she's lovingly termed, Kumohina, they are able to preserve the beautiful teachings and past traditions and teach it onto the younger generations.
Right. And growing up trying to ignore what she has always known, that she wasn't as she was born. It was at the age of 20, Wang Kalu embraced who she was and began her transition, taking on the name Hinalei Moana, or the goddess of the moon. She soon graduated from the University of Hawaii in Manoa, and there she began her journey in activism and advocacy. Wang Kalu continues to be a mentor, teacher, advocate, and preserver for her community and her people. As a mahu and trans woman, she has become a fierce ally for her community and for her culture, promoting, quote, cross-cultural alliances throughout the Pacific Islands. And that's according to her recent interview with KaianaMomona.org. And I hope I'm not butchering it. I apologize if I am. And not only does she teach traditional songs and dances, but she writes and performs her music as well. And to add another title to her many professional tags, she is a filmmaker too. It's awesome.
Yes, yes. She did one in 2020, which got a lot of good accolades and good reviews. We need to look at all these films.
Yes.
She is the founder of Kulia na Mamo, which was an organization seeking to improve transgender and mahu wahine's quality of life and health. She was also a teacher of the Kumu language at Leeward Community College. She soon would get involved with her community government as a candidate of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, which made her the first transgender candidate for a statewide political office in the U.S., which is beautiful. She went on to serve as the chair of Oahu Island Burial Council and became the cultural director of Halaulokahi Public Charter Schools. So she's doing a lot. And yeah. much like so many of the amazing women we've talked about, she was featured in an award-winning documentary titled Kumu Hina. The documentary released in 2014 and follows her life as she teaches and preserves their native culture and teaches it to the younger generations. In it, viewers are able to see the beautiful mentorship she has with a young student who also identifies as, quote, in the middle and seek to join an all-male hula group in their school. And if you go onto the clips to watch any of it, you will see Wong Kalu mentoring this young person and really encouraging them to be who they are and taking on the role and being a powerhouse in a community they may not feel welcome. So it's a really beautiful scene. It also follows her romantic relationship. I believe it's the beginning of their relationship with a young man, as well as her journey in meeting with her elders, the traditional Mahu who actually live together, to seek guidance and mentorship.
Yeah, and the film was well received and won the Frameline Film Festival Documentary Jury Award and the Audience Award for Independent Lens. It would also get the Outstanding Documentary Award from the GLAAD Media Awards. It was also made into a shorter children's version titled A Place in the Middle, which was used for classrooms and educational purposes. Her path and mission of preserving her culture and passing it down to younger generations has made her an icon among so many. Using song, our melee, as she puts it, has been a key part of how she is teaching the traditions. She says in one of her interviews, many of us tend to recall what we heard. It's a part of our culture, and so singing helps us recall these memories and understanding. Melee, whether in chant form, melee haimanai, choir style, Western music with guitar, or ukulele, the idea is that that's how we pass down the message.
And it's so true.
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember all the songs of childhood. And if you get a chance, please go and watch the beautiful documentary. It is a gorgeous portrayal of who she is and the community she is creating. But you know, we couldn't leave an episode celebrating this wonderful warrior without talking about the many recognitions she's been given, including as the recipient of the National Education Association Ellison Onizuka Human and Civil Rights Award, Native Hawaiian Community Educator of the Year. She was also a White House Champion of Change, I believe in 2014, and was named by USA Today as one of the 10 women of the century from Hawaii. So that's a pretty big title. And of course, like I said, she is still doing films and getting a lot of accolades. I believe one of her films was actually recommended and recognized by the Oscars organization. So again, phenomenal work. And we did want to end with one stanza from her famous song. And because we cannot speak the native Hawaiian tongue, we're going to say a translated version, because we want to try to be respectful as much as we can. But it was also very beautiful in how they are proud of their land. And the song title written by Wong Kalu is Kuhaheo. So it is also on YouTube if you want to go see the full version. It is gorgeous. So in the translated version, it says, "Stand proud, my Hawaii, band of warriors of my land.
This is the dawn of a new era of our people, for my nation, for our Hawaiian society, and I shall give my all."
Right. And that was just one small stanza. And it was so gorgeous that we had to say it in a translated version. But the actual version where they're singing it beautifully, you definitely should go and check it out because it is gorgeous. It is almost, it sends chills.
Yeah. Yeah. This is such amazing work and so much stuff like for us to enjoy. So much work that we can find. And that's always great. So, yes, go check all these things out. As always, if there's someone that you think we should talk about or an organization you think we should talk about in this segment, please let us know. You can email us at stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffINeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you for your patience and your kindness. Christina.
Yes. Thank you indeed. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.